Every executive conversation I have starts the same way. Tooling budgets, adoption dashboards, training roadmaps, all of it oriented around the technology, none of it oriented around the people. Anywhere from 20 minutes into the relationship or 20 months, someone asks the real question, how do we know our people can actually do this? How do we train them? The question underneath that one, can our engineers actually engineer 1.0s? Before I answer that, let me say something important. These are people who spent years, sometimes decades, building expertise in a system that rewarded certain behaviors and didn't require others. They showed up, they did what was asked, the game changed underneath them, and that's not their fault. Mind about that. Be patient with people genuinely trying to adapt, but kindness isn't pretending the change isn't happening. You can't produce software in a pre-AI fashion in the age of AI. Organizations that externalize knowledge, direct agents effectively, and ship at AI native velocity will outrun you, not by a little, by miles. The gap compounds every quarter. This qualification isn't designed to eliminate people. It creates clarity. Where the gaps are, who needs training, who's ready to lead, who needs support, you owe your people that clarity. What you don't owe them is pretending the standard hasn't moved. Poor problem. AI doesn't fix subpar engineering. It amplifies whatever's already there. Strong engineer plus agent equals dramatically more output. Subpar engineer plus agent equals the same confused output faster. The agent is a force multiplier. Multiply by zero and you get zero. Zero. The engineers who thrive already understood software at a fundamental level. They could design systems on a whiteboard, reason about coupling and cohesion, explain why they chose an interface over an abstract class. AI didn't give them those capabilities. It removed the mechanical work so those capabilities could run at full speed. The engineers who struggle built careers on pattern matching, copy, paste, modify until it compiles. That worked when we threw bodies at problems. It doesn't work when the bottleneck is understanding. Now let me talk about externalization, because this is where it gets practical. A lot of engineers can write code that works. Ask them to explain what they built and they can't. Ask why they structured it this way and they shrug. Ask them to write down requirements before starting and they freeze. The knowledge lives in their head. It never needed to exist anywhere else. That was fine when the only consumer of your intent was your own hands on a keyboard. An agent isn't your hands. An agent is a coworker starting from zero on your context. You have to externalize. Take what's in your head and put it into words, specifications, clearly articulated context, the same way you'd onboard a strong junior engineer. You wouldn't say, fix the payment thing. You'd explain what the system does, where the problem is, what constraints exist. Engineers who never externalize their thinking struggle most with agents. Not because they're bad. Some are quite good in isolation. But isolation is no longer the job. The job is to think clearly enough to direct another intelligence. And that's a skill our industry never selected for. The good news, externalization is learnable, a practice, not a talent. But it has to be revived. 1.5s, 1.5s. While we're talking about people, let's talk about how they're organized. Forecasting a flat organization, that word carries too much baggage. I'm forecasting fewer handoffs, less process theater, less organizational scar tissue from decades of not trusting the people closest to the work. It's astonishing what an empowered team of eight can do with the right risk management framework. I've watched teams like this ship in weeks what traditional organizations take quarters to deliver. Not smarter people, fewer stops. No context translation between the person who understands the problem and the person who builds the solution. They're the same person. Management layers translation, every approval gate is a queue, every handoff is information loss. Here's what's happening in the organizations pulling ahead. Everyone in the technical organization is putting their hands on code, not just ICs. Everyone. One. Managers ship production code. Directors ship production code. CTOs ship production code, not because someone told them to, because agents made it fun again. The drudgery that drove these people into management is gone. The part they loved, design, problem solving, the satisfaction of watching something work, is back. These are qualified engineers who accumulated rust while sitting in planning meetings. The agents helped them dust it off. What's underneath is still good. They stopped building because the organizational model said their value was coordination, not creation. That model is over. The implication. Everyone who touches decisions about what gets built needs to pass this qualification. ICs, managers, directors, VPs. If you can't pass a fundamental engineering assessment, you have no business directing an agent to build software. Well, how do you actually qualify them? Let me walk through it. Not just a hiring interview, though it works there too. A qualification standard for your existing technical organization. Anyone making decisions about software your customers depend on. None of this is new. Written exams and whiteboard sessions have been standard in engineering interviews for decades. The only change is phase three. The take home is now done with agents, so it takes 6 hours instead of weeks of unpaid evenings. Everything here is what you'd expect from a fresh CS graduate walking across the stage this spring. They can explain data structures, design a system on a whiteboard, build working software with an agent. A 22-year-old meets this baseline on day one. Why isn't it the standard for your team, your org, your leaders? Phase one, the written exam. 1 hour, written, closed book, no AI. AI, old-fashioned, deliberately so. Oh, array versus hash table. Linked lists, performance characteristics. If you can't explain these on paper, you don't understand them, you've been copying them. Coupling, cohesion, solid, grasp, triangle testing, the testing pyramid. These determine whether agent-generated code is maintainable or a liability the moment someone else touches it. Face versus abstract class. Functional versus OOP versus procedural. Not because there's a right answer, because a qualified engineer articulates the trade-offs. If you can't reason about these choices, you can't evaluate whether an agent made a good one. 1 hour, no tools, just you and what you know, what you'd expect from a new college graduate. Phase 2, the whiteboard. Minutes to 2 hours. Whiteboard, in person, no AI. AI, a real problem. Payment system for an auto loan company. Ticketing platform for a concert venue. Common domains you've seen before. 10 minutes of clarifying questions, then you're on your own. Full application, web interface, data model, service boundaries, integration points. At the end, we talk, not to grade, to explore. Why this boundary? Why this data model? What changes at 10 times the load? I don't care if you spelled a library name wrong. I care whether you think in systems. Can you identify boundaries, reason about complexity, make trade-off decisions and explain them? Can you acknowledge what you don't know? In 90 minutes, you can't fully specify a production system. I want the engineer who says, I need to understand the regulatory requirements first, or this assumes a volume pattern I'd validate. That gap awareness separates someone who directs an agent from someone who confidently ships garbage. Phase 3, build it with your agent. 6 hours, your agent of choice, full autonomy. I mean, next day, take the system you design, pick your agent, 6 hours, build it. This is the only genuinely new part. 3 years ago, a take-home meant weeks of unpaid evenings, disrespectful and everyone knew it. Good candidates refused. Agents changed the math. 6 hours builds a meaningful system, working endpoints, reasonable data model, real tests, deployable artifact. If using this externally, pay them for it. Then we explore the code together. Why this trade-off? When the agent produced something, did you read it? Understand it? Could you explain what this function does? Is it deployable? Where did the agent help? Where did it hurt? Where did you override it? This is where everything converges. Fundamentals, design thinking. And the ability to ship with an agent, can you direct it, evaluate its output, catch its mistakes, understand the security implications? The constraint shifts constantly when working with an agent. Sometimes the agent is bottlenecked on your incomplete specification. Sometimes you're bottlenecked on evaluating its output. Engineers who read that flow and adjust in real time are the ones who ship. 1.0s knows the clock is running. The industry spent 20 years throwing bodies at problems. Everyone knew it didn't work. Fred Brooks explained why in 1975. Adding people to a late project makes it later. 50 years ago, your peers didn't read it. They hired anyway because headcount looked good on paper, because it felt like progress, because requesting 10 more engineers was easier than asking why 50 couldn't ship. That era is over. Now you need to perform. Your competitors will. This is an abrupt change in how you lead, how you ship, and how you govern. The old way won't survive. 5. Within 18 months, the expectation that everyone in a technical organization actually practices engineering will be the norm. The era of the manager who hasn't touched code in a decade is ending, not because we decided it should, because the economics no longer support it. A leader who builds alongside their team is worth 5 who read dashboards. Can't pass a written exam on data structures, you can't evaluate agent-generated code, you'll accept whatever it produces because you lack the knowledge to critique it. That's not engineering, that's hope. Hope. Can't design a system on a whiteboard. You can't direct an agent to build one. You'll give it fragments and pray. Can't ship working software with an agent? Then what exactly is your role? Maybe the clock runs out this year. Maybe next. Nobody knows exactly when. But there's a countdown timer on your organization and it ticks faster every day. And the timer isn't on your technology. You have the tools. The timer is on your people. Well, that was always the real question. This is Norman from Agent Driven Development.